we now take a look at military healthcare and technology transformation, where Melvin Petty is the CEO and founder of ERP International. Petty went from the youngest of a sharecropper tobacco farming family to starting his own government contractor business with his wife at their dining table. ERP International holds philanthropy and service at its core values. And here to talk to us more about the company is the CEO himself, Mr. Melvin Petty. Mr. Petty, thank you so much for taking the time.
Good evening. How are you guys doing? Please call me Melvin.
No problem. We appreciate it. We're doing well. And before we get into all the nitty-gritty of your company, long before ERP International, we mentioned it before, you were the youngest of a sharecropper tobacco family in Virginia. Since you were young, you decided to take on roles and jobs that would ultimately prepare you to be a future CEO. So can you describe to our audience some of the jobs you had when you were younger and how they prepared you to eventually run ERP International?
Absolutely. As is well documented, my first job was working as a farmer and working with my dad and my mom. And from that experiences, you learn how to appreciate hard work. And that certainly carries over to entrepreneurship, because being an entrepreneur is 24/7. Yeah. But my first job was working in parks and recs and working with kids. And that created a foundation for building customer relationship skills. And I had a job working as an Avon rep. And that was probably my first exposure to entrepreneurship and selling and customer service. And from there, I was off to college. And I had a couple of jobs while I was in college. One was an RA, a residential advisor, and a campus cadet, which is like a campus policeman. And through those experiences, I learned how to deal with conflict management. And as I progressed in my career, I secured my CPA, and I held a number of senior financial positions in multiple companies, which allowed me to be what I would like to refer to in the room. You know, when you're in the room, you have access to the decision makers and you understand the decision making process. And finally, the job that probably helped me the most was I had an opportunity to run a small company. And it prepared me. It exposed me. We had tremendous development programs. For example, I attended the Stanford Leadership Program. I was a participant in the Young Presidents Organization, which is a high wealth organization, which exposed me to people who were immensely involved in our economy and the decision-making process. And it also gave me operational and business development experience.
There are clearly no gaps in your resume, but you mentioned previously about being in a room full of decision-makers. How hard was it to get there, being a Black man of color?
It was very difficult. I mean, I was passed over many times, but I think my grit and my hard work and my focus not to be deterred allowed me to advance. And I often changed jobs to create opportunities, because sometimes, you did hit that glass ceiling and you wasn't able to break through. But so I always say I had a working MBA. I wasn't going to be denied.
14 years after starting ERP International, your company is positioned to break $120 million. With the company having business process management solutions, health solutions, and digital solutions, where are you seeing most of your revenue?
Well, the vast majority of our revenue comes through our health solutions practice, but well balanced across all of our practice areas: digital solutions, health solutions, business process management. And we are experiencing significant growth in our business transformation and modernization practice as well. I mean, there's just such a drive to modernize some of the aging legacy systems. And we've done some tremendous things in that area, and especially in the DoD and the Homeland Security sectors.
To add to the health solution conversation, this side of your company provides staffing for different defense, civilian, and private sectors that includes the Air Force, Army, and Navy. How has business been impacted by the events happening in Afghanistan?
Thus far, from what we can see, it has had no impact. But as we kind of fast forward, it will depend on the current administration's foreign policy approach. I mean, if there are more deployments, there will be opportunities for growth. If there's less deployment, less occupation of bases in foreign countries, then I suspect that there will be a drawdown on a need for our healthcare workers.
And these opportunities that you provide for healthcare workers, is there a lot of recruitment and professional solutions that you guys are providing within your company to give opportunity to more healthcare workers?
Well, because of COVID, I mean, there's a high demand for intensive care type of clinical personnel. And we've worked immensely to ensure that we've created a foundation to retain our current workforce, as well as pursue additional clinicians for the growth in our portfolio. And our tagline is "Be the best" as it relates to all things that we do, and that includes offering the best benefit packages, being extraordinarily competitive in the marketplace, being present. And a high percentage of our workforce is through referral. And in some of our practices, we only hire about 10% of the applicants. One out of every 10 kind of gets through the process and are gainfully part of the ERP nation, as I like to refer to it. But yes, I mean, I think there is an intense demand on healthcare workers currently, but we've continued to grow. We've been able to attract extraordinary professionals in the clinical area, and we've evolved the model, which we call the right fit model. And that's an alignment of the healthcare professional along with the environment in which they will be working in, as well as into the culture of our company.
Your company also has a heavy emphasis on impacting the youth. You have a mentoring program that has produced more than 6 self-made minority millionaires. What are the types of services that you provide that allow these young entrepreneurs to grow into millionaires?
Well, I think the storyline is that we highlight 6, right? But there's many others who walk through the doors of ERP who are extraordinarily successful and have done amazing things. And their goals are simple: to be self-employed and take care of their families, right? So it's not, for us, it's not necessarily about how successful our proteges are, as we like to refer to them. It's really kind of that self-fulfillment in entrepreneurship. And to answer your question very specifically, I mean, we provide them a number of advisory services in accounting, finance, for example, banking. Banking is for people that look like me, having access to capital. It's probably the most difficult thing. So, I mean, we vouch for them. We make sure they are in a position to be able to onboard staff when necessary. Sometimes that may require advance paying an invoice or whatever the case might be. But we try to put them in a position to be able to execute on their engagements and to ensure their success. We certainly provide support in the areas of contracts, you know, acquisition management. We give them a great deal of proposal help. And probably the most important part of our mentorship is, which I think as for folks that look like me, I think some of the biggest challenges is just sharing information, sharing your experiences, and just being able to sit down and openly talk about your dreams and your aspirations and have someone who's kind of travel that journey to share resources and kind of challenge your ideas and kind of help you pave the way. So we've been, you know, very open door for any of our proteges. They can come in and talk with any of our executives about anything they want. And our job is to be a steady resource to ensure that we can help them achieve their goals.
And some sectors of ERP touch on employment for different health services, among others. So do any of these young entrepreneurs' company grow to the point where even ERP is providing staffing for them as well? And how does the mentoring program serve, if at all, as another stream of revenue for ERP?
Well, keep in mind, our first and foremost goal is always is the success of the prospective entrepreneur to fulfill their dreams. And, you know, we try to keep that in the center of the circle, the focal point. However, there are situations where the protégés may need advanced expertise in solving a particular problem and or a particular solution. And occasionally we will provide staffing to our protégés or engineers or whatever they need to make sure that they can execute and they can be successful. But, I mean, you know, it's basically providing a support system. And whether it's staffing, whether it's financial support, whether that's engineering or contracting support, we're there for.
We're a college radio station, but we reach listeners throughout the greater New York metropolitan area. Academics, business, entrepreneurship, and innovation are part of the fabric of our region. How does a person like you weave them all together to become successful?
Well, first and foremost, when we first started, I mean, I started with the philosophy that all solutions come from either academia, industry, or government. And I worked diligently along with Sandra in going to universities, going to government agencies, and trying to secure those capabilities and solutions and align them with customer needs. So, and as I've evolved, I've served on boards of universities, commercial firms, and I've been very present and active in all government outreach programs and events. I mean, you know, you just have to be present. You have to be engaged on all three fronts.
And you obviously have your young entrepreneurs that serve as your protégés, but for anybody else that's looking to grow and be the big businessman that you are now, what is the biggest advice that you have for them, especially people of color?
Well, I think the probably the biggest thing that I can tell them is don't be afraid to pursue your dreams. I mean, there's always risks in entrepreneurship, but make sure that you're focused. Make sure you're willing to endure all of the challenges, but don't be deterred. I mean, I think it's, all things are possible through hard work and dedication. And, you know, I'm rooting for all of the folks that look like me. I'm here. I mean, please, you know, go to our website, do whatever you can to reach out to us. We're willing and able to be very supportive of any aspiring entrepreneurs.
Your company has been very successful so far. What does ERP have, you know, in terms of the future? What do they have in mind? What do you have in mind?
I mean, for us, it's all about the transformational event. Be the best. Do extraordinary things. Make a difference. Have an impact. Reflect our value. And, you know, I don't think we're too removed for being the transformational company in our space, which is government consulting. Right now, we've had a great deal of success of turning around programs that were failed by Fortune 100 companies. I mean, we've done some extraordinary things with the flood insurance system. We're doing some extraordinary things with the Department of Defense as it relates to the planning and execution of global forces. So, I mean, these were programs that were not so successful before we were engaged, but we've been able to assemble what I would like to refer to as high-performing teams. And I think the folks who wear the ERP badge are just brilliant people who are hardworking and who really bring a lot to the fight. And I think we will continue to, you know, evolve in our transformational world.
Thank you for that. And is there anything else that you would like to add for our audience?
I just want to say thank you for having me. And hopefully you'll invite me back in the future. And I'm excited about what, you know, the new frontier will bring. I think COVID, as difficult as it has been for most of us, has really created, you know, a new frontier for transformation and how people connect and how people interact. And so I say to you, stay healthy and keep safe.
The CEO and founder of ERP, Melvin Petty. Mr. Petty, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.